everybody, ladies and gentlemen, friends and visitors. This is a performance brought to you by the Oroville Theatre Group. It's a play, a one-act play, called Ride on the Rocks, written by an American playwright called David Weider. And just to give you a little bit of an idea of where we are here, the play takes place, we imagine, in a big city. So it could be anywhere. If you're from a city, you can just fill in the name of the city. It can be Paris, it can be London, it can be New York, it can be Chicago. It takes place in a bar, and there are two characters. So I need your help because this is not exactly a bar. For those of you who are familiar with bars, this is not exactly a bar. But if you can use your imagination, you can imagine that it is a little bit higher, and that there is a bartender, and he will be shortly arriving to mix drinks, and there will be a customer arriving. So this is a bar in a big American city. Thank you all for coming. I hope you enjoy the play.
Watching the tide roll.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Miss, please don't shout it. It upsets the drunks.
What did you call me?
Look, I didn't call you anything. Look, just relax, okay? Call you anything. I make it a rule to say nothing that could possibly be construed as offensive in any way.
How did you address me?
Address you?
Yeah.
Miss?
Yeah, miss. That's what you called me. Are you blind? $1,200 worth of silk face satin crown. Call me Mrs. And you called me Miss. Set me up again, blind man. I'm gone.
I beg your pardon. Congratulations on your marriage.
I'm not married. He never showed up.
Oh.
Oh, he's right. Oh, indeed. Indeed, he do. Eight invited three guests sitting up there in the Cabeza del Sol room, whispering and wondering what's going on, for crying out loud. Someone moves roulettes and champagne. My dead country, of course, even though it's from Australia. And top and emerald centerpieces. And people from out of state and no groom. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Bridal veil, poor little thing, it's not your fault.
I read somewhere that the veil, it all started as a disguise in pagan weddings, see? So evil spirits couldn't recognize the bride and murder.
Well, that explains it. I should have had this made out of canvas. How do I look?
You are a very beautiful young lady.
I'm a regular vision of loveliness. Boarding documents for an 8-day honeymoon cruise. Leaving at 5 p.m. tomorrow. What am I supposed to do with it now?
Well, you can still go.
Alone? What, are you nuts?
No, blind.
Oh boy. It will be a great Monday morning. When I am back at work, I know exactly what I will hear. Carol will do 45 minutes about how men are just pigs. And Maria will shake her head and tell me she'll light a candle for me.
You know, I used to date a Maria years ago. She was an exotic dancer. It didn't work out. Later I heard she got a good job with the fire department. All that experience with poles, I guess.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah, just trying to make you smile. Take it easy.
I don't wanna have to date again.
Hey,
I wish somebody would please tell me what it is that's wrong with you. The same. I don't know. It's just you reach a certain age and you look back and you see all those forks in the road behind you. Hundreds of forks in the road. And there are no do-overs. You look back at all the roads chosen and all those roads not taken, and you see all those forks stretching back to the day you decided what kind of popsicle you liked best. And you realize that your life is all forked up.
Let me tell you something. If you ever meet someone who says they have no regrets, run. Only a serial killer has no regrets. I wasted a lot of time chasing mirages. I regret that too. But you live and you learn, right?
Right. Oh no. I didn't get the worm in that one, did I? Please tell me, I didn't drink the worm?
No. You drank the worm 5 shots ago.
Oh. Peanuts, give me peanuts.
Worse in your average chocolate bar.
I suppose so. Do you like what you are doing now, or do you regret these two?
This? For someone with my personality, it's a good line of work to be in. I got hurt playing sports, so I learned to tend bar. Compound fracture of the wrist.
From football?
No, when I finally gave up on football, a friend I knew got me some work in professional wrestling. I told myself, well, at least it's a pro sport. Sort of.
Were you on TV?
No, I helped train the TV wrestlers. The Freddie Blassie types? Those guys. Like a fight arranger. Everybody thinks it's fake, which it is. But you can get really hurt doing that fake stuff. I work with a wrestler called Polly the Pinhead, and I wrecked my wrist.
What happened?
Well, Polly the Pinhead was not a great one for preparation. He wanted to stumble into you and just wing it, you know? Ad lib. I tried to tell him, look, Polly, this is is not Friday night at the improv, okay? In pro wrestling, you gotta choreograph things. The guy was really pretty much a pinhead. He wouldn't listen. So I moved wrong, and he moved wrong, and then I moved wrong, and I messed up my arm. I decided it was time to learn another trade, so here I am.
Did Polly the pinhead get hurt too?
Him? Nah. He was like the drunk in a car wreck. Everybody else gets turned to hamburger. And he just walks away, whistling. Are you gonna throw up? Are you? Because if you are, I'll take you to the toilet. You don't want to upchuck all over your nice white dress, do you?
I'm not going to heave.
Might do you some good, you know.
No, I'm not going to roll.
It'll be over real fast, I promise. I've done it plenty of times. I know. I'll even hold your head.
No.
Why not?
Because if I puke, I'll start to sober up. And I would rather die than sober up. Are people still looking at me?
Well, kind of. You don't often see somebody sitting in a wedding dress at a bar knocking back tequila shots.
Well, let them look. I'm not a dried up old prune. I'm still a plum, right?
Right, and you look great in that dress.
Yeah. But I'm getting rid of it.
Really?
Yep. It's all stained.
Where?
This one here. This is 3 weekends with my best friend and my mom going to all the bridal shops in town. And this over here, that's the Saturday we went out for a fancy lunch and looked at certain swatch books. And this over here, that's the Sunday we spent doing feeding and alterations. The thing's a mess. You get it?
I got it.
So, hi-ho, it's off to Beijing Gold. And may the next girl have better luck with her.
No. I think you should go on your honeymoon.
By myself.
Yeah, sure. By yourself. Make it a vacation. Get your head together.
Oh, what a great idea. I'll go on the Jilted Bride Tour.
Now, don't make it any worse than it is. You don't know you were jilted. You were just stood up, that's all.
Thanks. I feel lots better now. I know what's going to happen to me.
Now, you don't want to get started on that. I know things look grim right now, but you have to remember that you're not at this place.
I see it all plain as day. I'll get older, and my hair will get bigger and higher and bluer. And I will be warning beacon to all the younger girls at the office. Like one of those World War II venereal disease posters. Don't let this happen to you.
Now look. You don't have to get all maudlin. You're still young and you've got all kinds of great things to look forward to.
And I'll start dressing like an idiot. All kind of funny hats and weird shoes. And I will be the one who gets stuck arranging the office birthday parties and the baby showers and the bridal showers, because, well, it's nice to give you something special to do, you know? Seeing how she's alone and all.
How about a fresh pot of coffee? I got different flavored coffee. Ladies love the stuff. I got vanilla bean, I got mocha frappe, I got I got caramel nut.
I will see them come and I'll see them go. And I will watch the single girls get married.
Something special for a special girl?
And one day, I'll just keel over. Lying on my back, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. On the hard, cold, filthy kitchen floor. Deader than hell. Surrounded by my Victorian teacup collection and by my happy thought for the day pot holder collection and by my soap opera stars salt and pepper shaker collection. The paramedics will break down the door and they will put their hands over their noses and think, dear God, how long has this poor soul been running away? All alone in this miserable apartment. And they'll walk into the kitchen and see my grinning skull gazing heavenward.
Your skull?
My starving cats will have eaten off my face. The county authorities will take me away and dump my body into a mass grave here.
They don't have mass graves anymore.
Okay, a pauper's grave. With a little granite marker that says, "Here lies a cat lady known only to God. The tomb of the unknown cat lady."
This one's on the house. Expensive drinks for me.
And what if I win?
You take the cab home, sober up, and go on your cruise tomorrow. Deal?
You're on.
Okay. Can't do it. You win.
You cheated. You wanted to lose and took advantage of my diminished capacity.
Doesn't matter. You took the bet and you won. You can't welch on winning. So, what are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? I'm going to go home and I'm going to sleep it off. And tomorrow I'm going to get onto that ship. I'm going to go on my honeymoon. Who knows? Maybe I'll meet someone.